Welcome to Wisdom Well, a podcast from First Congregational Church in Winchester, Massachusetts. I'm Reverend Maeve Hammond. In this episode, you'll hear two voices, mine, the interviewer, and a member of our congregation and church community, the interviewee. You'll hear stories about moments of faith and moments of meaning. From childhood to adulthood to present day, what has mattered the most to us, and what makes a life? We'll explore these questions and more in this episode. We hope you enjoy this conversation, and we hope you tune in for the next one. Peace to you and yours. Paul, well, thank you for being actually our first official interviewee. We just want to hear a little bit about your faith journey and your life, starting with introducing yourself.
I am Paul Dreemeyer. I'm 90, and I have been members of this church since 1976, and that's a long while. I've been in the midst of change ever since then. It's kind of fun to look back at those changes. Thank God for most of them. First church has been home. My primary faith journey has always been through the German Evangelical Church. Great-grandfather came to this church as an immigrant in the 1860s and settled in Missouri. St. Louis at that time had thousands of German-American immigrants. The Zion Church was where my great-grandparents, grandparents, and parents all met. So that building and its cemetery, very big in our family. My dad was born on a farm out in Old Monroe, Missouri. But he wanted to be a minister. In those days, it was recommended, but not required, that a minister graduate from college first and then go to seminary. My dad set out to do that. He was the only member of his family to go beyond the sixth grade. Started high school, finished high school, started college. During his first year in college, his father was killed riding on a tractor. So dad had to leave college, come home and go to work on a farm, and the entire family. But it was also true in those days that if a person, male person, wanted to be a minister badly enough, he could talk his way into seminary without a college degree. Dad did that. The minister of that church was also the brother of the president of Eden Seminary. So minister said to take this guy, so they did. One of the other German families was the Brueggemann family. August Brueggemann was a few years older than my father, and he had been born and raised on a farm, but he too was admitted to Eden Seminary without benefit of a college degree. But his two sons, Ed and Walter, his older brother Ed and I, were classmates and good friends through all those years. Walter is still alive, and he and I talk long distance three or four times a year.
How has your friendship with Walter Brueggemann formed your own theology?
When he and I were seniors in seminary, we served a church in Cincinnati. Walter was always preaching on the Old Testament text. And finally I said, Walter, why do you always preach on the Old Testament and never the New Testament? Paul, Jesus was a Jew. My main model was my father, a very outgoing pastor. When Dad graduated from seminary in 1932, he and mother got married and moved to Houston, Texas, where Dad served a small German-American church. And in seminary, my dad had been taught and believed that if you try to follow the teachings of Jesus, you will be a socialist. My dad was a socialist the rest of his life. When we went to Texas, I was born there, and my dad did his kind of preaching. But after a short time, the church ran him out because he insisted that Mexicans were children of God. He didn't say that in the 1930s. My father eventually decided that not many socialists were going to get me elected, so he voted Republican, Democrat, whatever appealed to him, and I did the same thing.
Do you think your dad was right, that if you read the teachings of Christ, you'll become a socialist?
I certainly think we tend in that direction. The primary mission of Jesus was to serve the outsiders, and most of his ministry was dedicated to caring for people who were otherwise not cared for.